let me hold 2 cents. I'll hold 2 cents to the dad until they can get it all up. But seldom, you know. I think when, as a kid, most of the people in my neighborhood either worked or didn't work. Hmm. Or, you know, or had, was being taken care of by someone.
What, were there any like cheap hotels around the area that derelicts might spend the night in? Huh?
No. Not that I know. I don't think so. It was really like strange, the neighborhood. It was sort of like a community, even within that particular aspect. There may have been one or two places where they could go and stay, and they lived there. You know, they paid the rent. They'd go out and do their odd jobs. They'd chip in and pay the rent or something like this. They had their own community within themselves. They did their cooking. They ate. They drank together. They did everything. Like together, they had a house of their own.
Was there any names for that? Did you ever have any references to, like you were talking about? Or,
Not really. Because in many cases, the people whose homes these were, most of the times these were homes that were owned, were, you know, in many cases, very, very, to me, very respectable people who just happened to drink heavily, but who did go to work, who did hold out a job and maybe, you know, like really like do it up in the evenings or...
You had a lot of friends.
Yeah. Most of them were. And, you know, the guys who didn't work, of course, not necessarily lived off of them, but they were sort of like taken care of. They did odd jobs around the neighborhood for people for you know, some sort of compensation so that they could have some money to get something to eat. Lady needed her yard raked or something like this, they would do that, or hauling trash away or something like this. Just odd jobs.
Hmm. Okay. How about talking a little bit about drugs now? Were there, what would you consider hard drugs?
Heroin, primarily. Coke. That sort of situation.
All right. And what do you call, you know, cannabis?
Marijuana, hashish.
All right, and you have any other terms for marijuana?
Pot, chain, smoke.
When was the first time you ever ran across that? I mean, when was the first time that you ever even knew that it existed, that you can remember?
That I knew it existed,
I'm not asking you anything personal. I'm just saying, when was the first time you heard about, heard about
drugs?
Knew it.
I was about 12, 13, I believe. That there was such a thing as being junkies, and I really seriously didn't run across my first joint until I was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
It was really serious.
I think we're pretty much parallel there.
Bottle of wine was the thing, get a bottle of wine or a bottle of booze, or whatever it was. That was our, if you want to consider it hard drug, well, you consider alcohol a drug anyway, but. We didn't know of any kids dropping pills or shooting up or smoking joints. To get a cigarette was a big thing, with my set of kids. And then to try and sneak in the house without mama smelling your breath for alcohol was another thing, the ways were very, very strict. The ways were very, very strict, very, very clean, very, very wholesome. I remember the first time my father caught my brother and I smoking, he decided to use his Dr. Spock psychology on us, got us two big cigars, and we were sick as the devil smoking cigars. Although, on the other hand, later in life, my freshman year from school, I came home and I'd gone to a party, mom smelled alcohol, and my father decided to do the same thing, so he went and got some raw bourbon, and no ice or anything, and we just sat up there and we drank. My mother was a nervous wreck.